Blog Talk Radio.
Referring to, and that is the God.
And as I like to say, good evening, gods, and if you're in the room and present, please stand and be accounted. Every one of you gods in every part of the diaspora, you ought to be standing. We are hearing about gods coming on the scene all over the place. Now, you know, God is the word dog spelled backwards. And if you understood that there were deities on this earth a long time ago, and the gods did come down here to the earth, and they're present and accounted for right now. Now, am I saying only women can be gods? No, I'm not saying that. You know, Africans believe that women and men will function and rule in duality. We do believe in the duality concept. I'm saying that those women are going to be ushering in a feminine energy when the new millennium and the new paradigm transitions in December the 21st, 2013, 2012. And I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that these are the time when gods are on the scene. And when gods come on the scene, you don't have to worry about a god following any rules. For God to follow some rules and to be able to set up guidelines would mean that they have limitations. Gods are already fully endowed, and gods are self-governing themselves, and they're leading the way to make a society self-governed. So it's very important that you understand and be a part of this session and be accounted. So why don't you lock in that dial at 646-478-0270. We're going to be talking about what we are pushing and pressing and pushing to become as a God. Some of us are already in our fullness, but I don't think we're in our full spirituality. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, it takes a while before you come into the full Godhead. And as we press ourselves forward and we push against the prick, that is why we are seeing these major catastrophes, floods, rumors of flood, tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes all over the place. That's because gods are coming forward. And the elements, even in the weather, has to change. Mother Nature and Yamanja have been working with this weather. And how many times have you noted that we had history counted dates, that we can count the days that there was no snow? We are now making history, ladies and gentlemen, here in Indiana. There hasn't been a snowstorm, and there won't be a snowstorm until Mother Nature puts it down like that. And I don't think she's going to be putting it down for Christmas. I haven't heard yet from her whether or not we'll be having a white Christmas. I hope she continues to go on to give us this weather like March weather, like the wind. I'm so glad that we're having this warm storm that's coming through. I am just pleased, but it is pneumonia weather, just to be careful and have precaution and making sure we understand to wrap up. But getting back to our topic, we're talking about the gods, and that's something to be excited about. And I don't know about you, but on every other radio station that's talking about the paranormal, they're talking about gods. And they're talking about the fact that when the gods come on the scene, you will notice a difference. Even the frequency level will be changing. You will notice that your vibration will be a little bit higher than normal before. But people are also living at an all-time low level of frequency. Those who are not able to hold their heads up and who are walking around with their heads in the ground, dragging their feet, who are not sure of what next move to make or what the world is coming to. But you ought to be reassured. You should have known that this time was going to come upon us. And those of us who are gods, we're not fearing any of this end time, nor are we fearing the change of the paradigm shift. But we're certainly feeling it. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're feeling it, why don't you come in and be our guest this evening? We're going to open our chat room for you right now. And we'd like for you to come in and be one of our guests. And we treat our guests rather nice here in this room. We open up our guest room, and we're going to work on, we've been working all day trying to see how we can get streaming videos for you so I could bring some personal videos in to talk about our subject. However, next month is going to be a fabulous time because we're going to be going into some topics that we should have talked about a long time ago about the girls. That's right. We're going to focus our topic on why women in third world countries are not permitted to enter into school and why are they forced into marriage before they're 15 years old. We're going to be talking about that hard and heavy, like, because this is the energy that's ushering in the feminine state of mind. So therefore, we have to put up a lobby against what is going on in the third world countries. Those women are being treated like second-class citizens. And don't you know, when women are given the right to work and go to school, that they can jumpstart our community and economic status because they put more money in the circulated community than any man can. So we know there's a benefit to sending our women to school, and we're going to be talking about that next month. And we're going to be diving into all of the different third world countries who are treating their women like third-class citizens and the benefit of them going off to school. That's what my research is on, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be collectively working on a thesis paper on that topic, and hopefully I'll be presenting. I've already worked on the concept and the statement paper that I wrote on the black males and addressing that. That book will be coming out hopefully by the end of this year. The cover's already done. The manuscript is finished on the effect the females have on African-American males. Now, we're going to have study groups with that particular book. We're also going to be presenting from the university, talking about the effects that females have on African-American males. Yes, I have worked almost 15 years on that manuscript and interviewing as many people as I can think of. I trust that it is a collective view of what I think black males should be doing. I know that we should be raising our boys and not just loving our boys. And now we're looking at what's happening to our girls. We are loving our girls, but uneducating our girls in third world countries. And that's something we have to focus in on as a nation. And we're going to be talking about that next month, ladies and gentlemen, just to give you a little heads up on the topic. I want to thank Dino Dean for bringing in such a needed topic this evening. Dino Dean, I want to send three shouts out to you because you're on the money, brother. Three shouts and kudos goes out to Dino Dean. So thank you for that topic you brought, and we will be supporting you more often on topics such as that you talked about with the gentleman, Mr. Jackson. And hopefully most of us who will go out and listen to Dino Dean's show from this Sunday, because he had a very important topic. He talked a little bit about gun control as well as the topic of Mr. Bryant. I think his name was Bryant Jackson. If you can, go out and listen to his show on demand. Dino Dean supports this room, and he is a listener on our station as well. I'd like to also say, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to get back on the topic of God, but we're going to encourage you to come into the chat room and be a co-host in the chat room. I'm just going to get up front and personal with you. So come on in. If you don't mind me getting up front and personal with you, have a seat. Get in position for meditating and calling on the ancestors, because today we are calling on the gods. As we stand before you, Oladulamare, we call on the Godhead, the higher force within us all, and we press that Godhead forward And he should have already, or she should have already shown up by now. As we lift up our libation cups, we pour libation to Oludulamare, and we say, Ashe. I like to pour libation to the Mother Spirit, to Clara Chicken Yamanja, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the man in white, Obatala, the Father Spirit. I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the four cardinal winds and direction. I say, Ashe to the east. I pour libation to the west, and I say, Ashe. I pour libation to the south, and I say, Ashe. And finally, I pour libations to the north, and I say, Ashe. I light a candle for my mother's spirit, Yamanja, I say, Ashe. I light a candle for my father's spirit, Obatala, and I say, Ashe. May the flames of the light lead the way to carry you all the way through the middle passage, mother and father. And may the winds, oh yeah, may the winds carry you across the plains in all four cardinal directions. As we call on the gods today, the gods will come forward and they will stand erect and they will be like the watchmen sitting on the wall. We call forth the gods today in the east and the west and the north and south. We call Oye to settle the wind. We call Oye to settle the wind. We call Oye to guide the ancestors back home. We call Oye to swiftly bring forth the mothers and the gods in this place today. As we bow before you and prostrate our faces before you, we dobale you, God. We lift you high. We know you're there because there has not been a time when we didn't have a leader on the scene. So the gods must be present. The gods must be present now. We thank you, gods, that you're here. We call out our ancestors, Sheikh Esdiab, Dr. Carruthers. We call on Dr. Ben. We call on Dr. John Henry Clark. We call on Sweet Coretta King and Dr. Martin Luther King. We call on Nina Simone. We call on Harriet Tubman. And we call on Madam C.J. Walker. Walk that walk one more time, Madam C.J. Walker. We thank you that you've allowed us to stand on your shoulders. We call on our personal ancestors, Clara Jenkins, Robert Jenkins, Essie Lee Pope, Mary Lou Hawkins, Tommy Pete Harvey. We call on Emmanuel Day. We call on Elijah Day. We call on the name of Eugene Lilly, Marvin Jenkins. We call on Tom Harvey, Michelle Harvey. Stand erect and be present and accounted for. We thank you, ancestors, because it is only you who can get a prayer through. We call on you because you have our vested interest. And we call on you, Eli. We've got to get a message to our ancestors. Help us to get a message to them. As we ring our bell, we call on our ancestors that they may awaken and that they may allow us to tap into their melanin cesspool and that the energy and frequencies will forevermore be ringing through our household and that the frequency and the melanin will be more than enough to settle the spirit, to heal the sixth and the ninth ether in our coils of even our hair frequency. We call on that melanin cesspool today to make us strong. Eli, you have to make the family strong again. Eli, you have to make the family strong again. We call on you to take your appropriate seat. The gods are now present and the house is in order. And we say Ashe and amen. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for going with me on that talking cure. And we do that on a day-to-day basis to help us to heal our sick psychic mind. As you know, coming out of slavery, many of us came out of a cesspool of hell, which some of us are still locked into and can't find our way out. We must find a way to psychologically heal ourselves through going through a ritualistic process of healing ourselves. And that's just a spiritual talking cure walk. You ought to create one for you and your household so that you can begin to do the healing process. And we want to thank you once again for joining us on this occasion. And as I was saying earlier, we're talking about the gods in here. And if you're one of the gods, I want you to call in now and start the process. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we want to define the definition of a god. It wouldn't be fair to give you such a large topic as gods and not break it down for you. I want to break the word god down, as I indicated earlier. In many ancient days, most of the ancienters and foreigners knew that the word god was the word dog spelled backwards. And most of us understand the topic of being dogmatic about a particular subject or thought pattern. And the gods were very dogmatic about belief systems, and they believed that there were many other people that came on the scene long before the gods did. One of the things that the Bible speaks of is that the gods came here to this earth, and they saw that the daughters were fair, and they laid with them. Now, I don't know how true that story is, but that's the only thing that we talk about when we talk about gods. We never talk about when the gods reigned here on this earth and what they did. And what is the definition of a god? What depicts a person being a god? Well, number one, as I said earlier, a god has no rules that are reigning and sitting over him. A god does not need to be maintained by rules because that would subject him to limitation. And those who are rightly guided and who are seers do not need rules to govern them. The rules would only say that they have limitations and their self-esteem would be shot if they did not meet those guidelines. And at the end of the day, you would have low morals and low self-esteem if they were governed by God, if gods were governed by rules. Now, rules were intended to protect and to govern. However, when you live in a society where you self-govern yourself and you maintain a certain barrier, there are no need for rules to bind you. A god is not bound, he's not bound by certain limitations because he can go to and fro, here and there. He is possible to be all-knowing, all-present, omniconscious, omnipotent. And he can be present in all places and be able to do all things. Now, you must remember we're dealing with a set of gods in this day and time that are human beings. And they have heroic abilities to do things and supernatural powers at the same time. Now, what do I mean by supernatural powers? Remember I talked to you about being clairvoyant. And remember I indicated to you that there are some of us who were born that have a veil over our face and we have our third eye open, that we are all seeing and we are able to be seers. Now, most of you already know in your family, someone has told you already that you were that person that was supposed to lead the family out. Now, we're still talking about our tribe. And there's a tribal relationship going on in every household. And in every household, there is one that someone in the family looks to lead them out of the village or to lead them out of a city. So it's very important that you understand that being a god requires you to be responsible. Being a god requires you to be the head of the organization, the head honcho, so to speak. And being a god would also require you to be able to step into a situation and to speak a word of power. And to speak a word of power would mean that you have authority. And those of you who have authority, not only take authority, you speak with authority. There are so many of us that are not living up to our capacity who have been God for a long time. and situation and circumstances and consequences and repercussions have happened in our life to cause us to shrink from being a God. I want you to shake it off. If you've had episodes in your life which have caused you to have resistance and to second guess your official title as a God, and you don't feel confident anymore and you feel inadequate, I want you to know that the gods are telling you that they're backing you and that no amount of distress or uncomfortable depression can hold you from being who you really are. You have to understand there's been turbulent times and there have been situations where we have had to go through, but we made it. And those gods are to still stand erect and be confident in their position. Remember, you wear a head title. Be competent in your position, because you are going to be called on to do a number of different heroic things. And if you should shrink now, you might fall in the end time. Now is not a time to faint. If you know that you're God and you've had some turbulent times in your life, I want you to dust yourself off and hold your shoulders erect and step out front again, because your kind is needed. You are in demand. Look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, it is numero uno who I've been waiting for all the time. There's no fictitious God in that sky that I'm waiting to deliver me. Now, you must remember, if we were constantly waiting for God to examine our plate, to tell us if we were adequate or not, we would never make it. We would never make it to that point. So you must tell yourself, I have been called for this occasion. I have been ordained. I have been singled out for this occasion. Now, when you ordain for something, it doesn't take an ordination for you to know that you've been ordained for something. When you first come into this world, you've already known what you were called to do. Some of you have feared carrying out that responsibility. Some of you have ducked and dodged that responsibility or that calling, but now is not a time for you to duck your responsibility. Now is a time for women who might not feel like they are courageous within stature, but have done great things in society and know that you're God. It might not be the head of the house or the man who's the breadwinner, but it might be you, woman, and it's okay to take that position. A mighty valiant man or woman does not always have to be in stature. You can be in spirituality as well. But it's very important just to know that whatever you will stand and be a God for, you will be willing to lay your life down for. Now, as I told you, the gods make the rules. So, gods, it's time for us to start making the rules. Number one, the rules that govern us, we will live and die by a creed, and it does not have to be a rule that is binding you. We must create whatever is here on earth has to be created in the heavens. Whatsoever above must happen below. It's very important to know that there must be an order of things. And now that we are coming to the point of awakening, you must come to a point of being fully awake and not anesthetized. Remember, I told you that this lifestyle was an illusion. When we are here on earth, we're living in an illusion. It is not real, people. It is a counterfeit. To be a God would mean that you would be able to manifest a spiritual nature and be able to go into a trance and see solutions for this end time. From time to time, God, I want you to take yourself into a trance so you can find the solutions for the end time, for this lifetime. That is where your answers lie within a trance. That is the real world. Now, guys have to be trained, and guys have to understand that people are going to follow you. People are going to come up to you, and they're going to look up to you as if you have something that you must impart to them and through them. People are going to want you to direct them, and people are going to want you to hear their solemn stories because they feel you can deliver them. And you can deliver them, but you must first have the confidence yourself. A giant and a mighty valet who doesn't know that he's mighty and powerful will perish in due time. But you must develop the confidence and keep the confident level at all times. It's very important to know that there must be plans submitted all over the diaspora of what it is that we are to carry out, because a God has a plan to carry out, a mission, so to speak. My question is, what is your mission? What is your mission? What have you been called to do? What good tidings have you been asked to bring to the people? How can you serve the people? A God must first be a servant. And that's why every time I come on this air, I admit to you that I'm your servant. Because before I can ever lead, I must learn to serve. And if you are God, you will learn to serve. And that is the first prerequisite to being a leader. It's very important that you should understand that now that the gods are on the scene, the house is in order. You must act like the gods are on the scene. Don't start fretting and fearing over money. Don't start questioning where all your resources are going to come from. If the gods have prepared for the sparrow, you will be prepared for. This is a time when kings and queens will rule again. And you know the ancient ruled with abundance. So we are not to worry about our material things at this point. If you have to walk away from them in order to sustain yourself spiritually, then do that. This is a time you're going to have to sell your coat in order to buy a sword. Jesus wasn't lying when he told you there will come a time when you will have to sell your coat to buy a sword. It's throwdown time, is what he meant. And I'm telling you the same thing. You're going to have to be able to be a heroic leader and know that a God steps out front. He's courageous. He puts his life on the line if need be. We're dealing with a high-tech society. You're going to have superminds, superminds who can foresee a thing and go into the spirit and foretell what is about to happen prior to it happening. We are talking about a super mind. Now, are you one of them? Do you have a clairvoyant mind where you can be clairvoyant and audio clairvoyant, hearing conversations in other countries, having the ability to know what is going on in neighboring countries? Some of us have that capability. We're clairvoyant and clairaudio. If you're able to hear and see with your ears, then you are a bad mamma jamma, because some of us will be able to hear and see with our eyes, clairaudient, where you can see conversations in other countries and other foreign languages. There will come a time when we would do greater things than this Jesus did, and he himself confirmed it. Now is the time for the greater things to come on the scene. And ladies and gentlemen, you will be able to witness it. How many of you are able to understand things and to know things without someone telling you about them, having critical thinking skills to decipher solutions to problems that have not been solved since the age of old? There are people out there that can do that. They're called God. And they're healers. that have healing hands who can just lay hands or send their frequencies to heal a sick, sick mind or body. There are people out there called gods that can do that. How many of these people out there are able to speak to a crowd of people and calm them down and relax them, their spirit, and ease their mind? There are gods out there that can do that. Now, how many of them are doing these things because Jesus said the greater things that we would do? So we ought to be having signs and wonders that follow us. We ought to be laying the ground rules for things that Jesus did not do that we will do. It's high time now that God will take the proper places and begin to express what it is that we're about to do. There are many things that are about to come on this earth, but the confident level must be built up first. So many of us have lost faith. Do not faint in well-doing. This is not a time to lose faith. This is the end time that we have been waiting for. The preparation has already been made and set many, many eons ago. So this is the time that they have written about and quoted about and made projections about. So if it's not now, then when? It is now, ladies and gentlemen. And those of you who are gods know who you are. Why don't you stand up? Stand up with me. Because it's very important that you understand that during these times, you're going to be called to send the word. Because your word is going to heal people. Your word is going to be sent. Send the word to heal them. Send your frequency. You're vibrating at an unusually high vibration. Your frequency level is unusually high. And those are the kind of people that are gods, because their healing capability will allow a person to get healed just by their shadow. Remember when Peter was healing with just his shadow? He was operating at a high frequency level, and so are you. And don't think that it's strange that you have just taken your perspiration and used that to erect a sick, sick mind. Just from your presence alone, your energy will be required, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm calling on you, God, you women. Even in the birthing womb, you are going to birth forth God. Children come in here with their eyes open, being able to see. You are going to take the ancestors and recycle them even through the children, because no real God will not have all of these attributes. Most gods will have all these attributes that I'm speaking of, because a God, just like Imhotep, will not only be able to create the stair-step pyramid, but he will be a healer and have healing in his hands as well. He will be able to be a seer and have vision in his eyes, and in his hearing, he will be duality in speaking and seeing. It's very important that you know who you are now. If you don't know who you are, look in the mirror. Ask yourself, who am I? And what did I come here to do? And what courageous activity would I be willing to die for? Because in the end time, there will be some bloodshed, and you will have to lay down your ballot, and you will have to put down some remarks as what you were willing to die for. So guys are on the scene now. So what are they going to do? They're going to make a difference. They're going to usher in the new paradigm shift. They're going to create a new lifestyle where there'll be no more security, no more guards, and no more prisons, no more policemen. They won't need them, because people are going to self-govern themselves. They're coming into a rightly guided human being, rightly guided. And once they're rightly guided, there'll be no need for prisons. They're coming into a position that women are ruling. They will hear what the woman has to say, and they will be obliged to follow her instructions. Now, a prudent human being will understand that there's dukkha and repercussions and consequences and that will follow someone being out of right action. What we will do will be in right action, because the consequences are too great where we cannot suffer to take a chance and being out of line. Therefore, we will act as gods do, and gods supervise and carry themselves well. So our whole system will be changed. We will be looking at a new paradigm shift, and in looking at our new paradigm shift, you will be people of courageous behavior, and you will be people that others will marvel over, those of you who are gods, and people will want you on their team to help you govern a society that will be out of control. That's right. Some of us who already know the time